Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. So let's get right into it.
Hello, hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Dream Bigger Podcast. So if you are curious about what it's like to be a fashion entrepreneur and influencer, this is the episode for you. I am chatting with my good friend, Belen, who is an amazing influencer. I mean, this girl's home, her style, everything is just impeccable. And to top it off, she also has a clothing line called Style with Belen. And let me tell you, I own a few of her pieces, my favorite being the Rachel top. And my God, it gets better with every wash. I've never seen anything like it. So I am really excited about this interview because, you know, she's a good friend. There's like a lot of real talk here when it comes to everything from building a business, what it's specifically like to build a fashion brand. On top of that, productivity hacks, tips for managing anxiety. We kind of go all over the place. So I hope that this episode brings you a lot of value. I know that it was such a fun conversation for me. So I think you guys will love it. Before we dive in, you know the drill, this week's hot tip. So if you tuned into last week's episode with Dr. Mindy Pelz, which was all about fasting as a woman, you know, while taking into consideration our hormones, then let me tell you, I picked up her book and I cannot even tell you, gobbled it up in the last 3 days. I'm not joking, you guys. I got this book 3 days ago and I am almost done. I have been listening to it on Audible like an actual mad woman. And if you liked last week's episode and want to go more in depth, this is the book for you. It is like your guide to fasting. Incredible. So highly recommend this book to anyone who is even mildly interested in fasting or intermittent fasting because, you know, I said this on my stories. I am tired of people just taking a health quote unquote trend at face value instead of really doing their own research and understanding how the mechanism of that said trend works. So this book goes really deep into that, as does my interview with Dr. Mindy. So, you know, if you're interested in fasting, please, please pick this book up. Okay. So this week's review comes to us from Addie B, and they say, great podcast. I love this podcast. I've gotten so many ideas and tips from it. Thank you. As always, you know, I always appreciate your reviews, no matter how short or long. I just can't thank you guys enough. If you feel like the show's brought you value, the best way you can support it is by leaving a rating and a review. All you have to do is open the Apple Podcast app. You may already have it open. Scroll down to the bottom where it says rate and review the show. If you feel like I've deserved it, then please leave me a 5-star rating. And in the review section, tell me anything. Okay. Tell me what you're liking, what you want to see more of, dream guests. Literally any information you can give me is just so useful for me because I'm always out here trying to better myself as a host. And the best way for me to do that is to hear directly from you guys. And of course, it signals to Apple that you guys are liking the podcast, which always helps get it out to more people. So, you know, any support there, I am so appreciative of. Okay, with that, let's welcome Belen to the Dream Bigger podcast. So, you're a successful content creator. You own a clothing brand. How'd you start? Tell us everything. I want your whole life story.
How far back do you want me to go?
Well, not like I was born.
In 1995.
Like, how'd you start your career?
I was a stylist for many, many years. I went to school for fashion marketing and I always loved fashion. So I did, you know, like I worked at Lucky Brand. Anyone knows what Lucky Brand is?
Yes, I know. They used to have like a store at my local mall when I was in middle school. It was very exciting.
They had great denim. Yeah. I don't actually don't even know if Lucky Brand is still around.
Do they exist?
I don't know, actually.
I mean, they're not at the mall anymore.
So I always worked in retail and then I kind of had jobs with everything, honestly. Like I was in mortgage. I worked in like restaurants and events. Like I was always kind of trying to figure out what like I was going to excel in. But like I always knew fashion ultimately was the field I wanted to be in. I always loved creating outfits. Like I was that friend that like in high school and college, like, you know, you have that one friend and you're like, I want to like go in your closet and like want you to dress me. Mm-hmm. And then when I met my husband, obviously at the time, my boyfriend, he was a film producer and he asked me to do like the styling for the film. And I was like, the costume design. And I was like, can I curse on here?
Yeah. Hell yeah, okay. You can.
I was like, I have like no fucking idea how to like, I know how to do clothes, but like, this is like a movie. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I did the movie. It did well. I was working underneath someone. And then I kind of got my foot in the door as a stylist. And I was working on movie sets, music videos, red carpets, photo shoots, everything under the sun. And it was all great. A lot of schlepping. I think a lot of people think it's super glamorous and it's definitely not.
People think that like anytime, I mean, even with entrepreneurship, people are like, oh, your life looks amazing. Yeah. I'm like, does it? Does it?
Let me tell you something. The ulcer in my stomach will tell you otherwise. No, like it's very, and obviously living in Los Angeles, you're driving everywhere and a lot of the jobs don't pay. Like, which is really like, honestly, like enraging when I look back because like they were for sure taking advantage of me. I was like 24 years old and they were like,
I mean, internships. At magazines, PR. I didn't know what money was until like I was 23.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know. And even that too, I remember Nish, he graduated with an engineering degree and he was working in tech right away out of college and he was making so much money and I'm out there with my like measly $24,000 salary.
Negative zero. Yeah.
It was so pathetic. Yeah. Like,
no, it's
taken advantage of for sure.
For sure. For sure. So I did a lot of styling and then I had turned this into personal shopping, which I really, really enjoyed. Dating agency had reached out to me and I was working with like very successful men and shopping for them, styling them. So that was super great.
Wait, what do you mean a dating agency?
So it was like, what was that one woman? What was her name? And she was like, fuck, what was the name of her? There was this show that was really popular like 10 years ago and it was, she was like a matchmaking guru.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So it was like
about.
Basically
yeah, yeah.
like a matchmaker company, but like very like under the radar. And all of their clients were very successful, businessmen, doctors, whatever. So they wanted to bring in-house a nutritionist, like a hairdresser. So like these men would hire this company to like a makeover.
Yeah.
So I was really burnt out with styling and just like, working with celebrities, just it got old.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going with this agency and worked with really amazing men. And because, you know, it's so much more than clothing. As you know, like you can be wearing, like somebody can give you a jacket and you feel like $1 million. Mm-hmm. And it's with the same thing with the haircut and all of that. So I did that for a really long time and like literally saw some of these men go from bachelors to having a girlfriend to a wife to children, like very, very amazing, very rewarding. And in 2017, my husband, he's a content creator and in the space and especially at the time. And he was like, do you want to design a capsule collection for me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He did not say capsule. He doesn't even know what that word means. He said, do you want to design clothing for me? Like, what the fuck am I saying? So I was like, I don't know anything about designing. Like, I don't know how to sketch. I love clothing, but he was like, you can do it. So basically I like went full throttle and I like put myself out there, and an old friend of my sister's reached out to me and she was like, I have a manufacturing company. And I was like, let's fucking go. So I got samples made. I like totally hit the ground running. This was December 2017. I launched the men's line February 2018. Mm-hmm. It was a small 8-piece capsule collection and it sold out in like 10 hours. And I was like, obviously, like my, I was like, I'm not going to make one sale because, you know how it is. I mean, you have a brand. Like, by the way, every time I have a launch, I'm like, not one.
This is going to tank. This is the worst ever.
But a great attitude to have towards like anything that's launching, like immediately negative. So that's how I started clothing and started like really kind of getting into the feel of designing. And I really focused on men for about a year and a half. And then summer of 2018, I launched Belen, which is my clothing brand, and I did women's.
Why did you decide to make the switch from men's to women's?
Great question. I was very anti, very, very anti wanting to do women's. I felt like the industry was very saturated. And it was like another clothing brand, you know, but I found in my personal wardrobe, after being a stylist for so many years, obviously, like I have a pretty good wardrobe. And I would have a top from Forever 21 all the way to Isabel Marant, and they sucked equally in their own ways. So I felt if I'm lacking the white t-shirt in my closet, other women are. And you know how it is. Like, you have a closet and you're like, I have nothing to wear. And what do you want? A white t-shirt. A white tank top. A basic item. So I was like, okay, I'm going to roll the dice again. And I'm really fortunate that I have a really incredible support system of girlfriends who are also in the influencing space. So I was like really leaning in on their support to help with the launch and just everything. So I launched in June 2018 and very small collection too. It was like 8 pieces, all produced, manufactured, designed in Los Angeles. And it was like the perfect white t-shirt, perfect white tank top, and a sweatsuit, and just like very core. And it did very well. And I have completely dived into women's solely now. Like, I'll do a little men's here and there, but like, I was just like, and what's funny about this is I actually enjoy designing more for men.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Men are just easier.
Huh.
Like, and when I did the collection for my husband, it was, I designed for him. That was the inspiration. So it was very like very street style, very European joggers, like a good white t-shirt. And it's just easier where I feel like we're more difficult.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't know. It's just easier for me to design the men. I love doing the women's, but I really enjoy doing men's, like even like styling men's. I mean, I worked with men the whole time.
I feel like styling men, it's like, you're working with a lot less, you know? So maybe you have to be a little bit more creative.
And they don't complain. They're not like, my hips, my this, my that. And by the way, I do that, obviously. But it's just easier. Like, I always pack for my husband. It's just, it's in my DNA. I have to. Like, I packed for him. He's flying out here this week. And I was like, 5 seconds. Exactly knew what I was going to pack for him. And then I'm like looking at my closet and I'm like, fuck. Like, it's just so much easier.
Yeah, it really is. Like I was telling you, I'm leaving for New York tomorrow and literally I spent Sunday putting together, like, you should see. I'm actually psychotic. Like, I have.
No, that's how you should pack,
pictures.
Actually, because you're so much
like,
more
it's like
efficient.
A whole thing.
Yeah.
Nish just like throws everything into
his
parents.
He packs for himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I can do it, Belen. Like, you are a kind soul.
I used to like, he used to travel and I used to like write out his outfits on posters and take photos. I was like, insane.
Oh my God.
But I enjoy it. Like, yeah. I love it. It's like,
well, you
creative.
Did that in your career.
Yeah.
Since early December, I think I've had like one glass of wine. And let me tell you, my mental clarity on the weekends has been out of control. Truly, there is no better feeling in the world than waking up in the morning clear-headed with all the energy in the world ready to conquer the day. But I get it. Drinking is a part of socialization, which is why I think we need options. Enter Monday's non-alcoholic craft spirits, including mezcal, gin, and whiskey, which provide the look, feel, and most importantly, taste of your favorite beverage. I feel like our social lives and personal or wellness goals can totally coexist. And with Monday's non-alcoholic craft spirits, we can have our favorite cocktails without a hangover the next day. Maybe you went a little too hard over the holidays, which, you know what, I think everyone can relate to, and are just wanting to cut down, or maybe you're doing dry January, or you're just wanting to explore being sober. Whatever your reason, I love that Monday's non-alcoholic spirits give you the taste of your favorite cocktail without the unwanted side effects. We all deserve to feel our best, even after having a fun weekend with friends, right? Monday has a special offer for you guys. Visit drinkmonday.co/dreambigger for 15% off your order. That's drinkmonday.co/dreambigger for 15% off your order.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture every Tuesday, okay? I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking shit with your best friends in your living room.
So I want to talk about your line, because I know that you said that you, of course, like leaned on your girlfriends to help you launch that line and get it in front of people. But I have to say, like, I think that the quality of product can't be dismissed here, because you sent me your stuff and I washed for the first time the cropped t-shirt that you sent me, the white cropped t-shirt.
And Rachel, it's the best top.
It came out of the wash
better,
and somehow it's better. So I'm like actually terrified of washing like t-shirts. Okay, this is like kind of gross. But you like try to hold it off, right? Because you know that once it goes into the wash, who knows?
You don't know what's coming out.
Yeah, you don't know. So like it could come back.
Yeah.
A towel.
You don't know? Like, or a whole.
Yeah.
I know.
Or like stretches so much that it's suddenly a dress.
Yeah.
But
you're
like the t-shirt was actually like came out mint quality. So I have to stop and like, you know, discuss the fact that you actually like nailed it on the head when it came to the quality. And
thank
so
you.
When it came to starting the brand, right, what was step one to even identifying, okay, I'm going to do it better than anyone else?
Such a, another great question. I was just like, when I was in this debacle of like my Forever 21 t-shirt, and it was, I remember, it was a navy V-neck Isabel Marant shirt. And I was like, what's the secret sauce here, like to making it? And my number one thing until this day is quality over quantity.
Yeah, agree.
With everything, of course, like truly in life. But I was like, the fabrics have to be butter. And I'm spoiled in that sense. Like, I don't want anything rough on my body. And I wanted it to be that you could wash my t-shirt 5,000 times and it still was prim. And that it would get better over time. Like, I see sometimes, like, influencers that I gifted 4 years ago. Literally a girl just posted this a couple days ago in my white t-shirt. It's called the Cindy. And I was like, is that the shirt from circa 2018? She was like, it's my favorite shirt. Somehow it's gotten better every time I've washed it. So it was just really important to me to pick quality fabrics and how the process is when there is being washed and not cutting corners there. I mean, it's fucking expensive producing in Los Angeles. Like, my husband is constantly like, why are you producing in Los Angeles? I'm like, because the integrity's there.
Mm-hmm.
I will never not produce in Los Angeles. I'm also giving a lot of people business. Everyone who pretty much works on Belen is women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know who's knitting my fabrics.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I know who's doing all of these things. And I wanted my all my pieces to be the top that you know, you have like that one t-shirt you always reach for. I wanted Belen to be that for people.
That's me.
Yeah,
I'm not even joking. Like I wore the black tank top when we were doing our team retreat, and literally we were there for 4 days. I think like I reached for this thing like 3 out of the 4 days. Like I'd brought other things, but this tank top was so fucking comfortable.
That's why it fits
so well.
Thank you.
Like my boobs looked amazing.
I know. That's why I sent it.
It's like a whole thing.
I know. So, and it's the same thing with the men's. I just wanted it to feel soft and like rich and delicious. But you're wearing a $55 t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be wearing a $200 t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like not mass producing in, you know, overseas, which listen, to each its own. But it was really important to me that the quality was exceptional. So I appreciate you saying that because.
So when someone is starting a fashion brand, okay, what do you recommend in terms, like what tips can you give them in terms of like, what should and should they not do? Like in terms of like, say it's quality, like what should they look out for? What are the red flags?
I think the first, like my first advice is even if they're contemplating it, just do it.
Uh-huh.
Because regret is so much worse than fear.
Agreed.
And I would figure out like, what is exactly your goal with it? Do you want to make something that's cheap or do you want to make something that's long lasting? If it's long lasting, you need to know that it's not worth going that the route where you're going to skip corners.
Mm-hmm.
And asking questions and really reaching out to people that you can like ask and lean into. But for me, it was always about the quality versus the quantity. And if that meant spending a little bit more to get like organic fabrics or, you know, fabric that's knitted in Los Angeles, then I was going for that. And I know a lot of people can't do that,
mm-hmm.
but I was willing to make less instead of going like the cheap route, because I think a lot of people want to skip steps and I was not willing to skip steps in that.
I mean, yeah, because there's so many Sheins or like these like very cheap.
These fast fashion. Yeah. And listen, I get it. You know, I'm guilty of it. I order H&M and Zara and, it, you know, like you're going to like a theme party. You're like, I'm going to go on Forever 21 and buy it. But I also didn't want to be part of the problem either, because the fashion industry is a huge problem to the environment. And I was like, if I can at least keep the core small, you know, and people ask me like, where do you see the brand going doing this? I always want to stay, I don't want to say small, obviously, but I always want to stay true to my values,
yeah, like
and
integrity,
to the core and the integrity of the brand. And, you know, I make basics that I believe are essential in your closet that are, you know, my whole thing is basics made to last.
Mm-hmm.
And also for the consumer to be like, I love this shirt so much, I want it in black.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? I want a fresh one. And you're not breaking the bank.
Yep.
You know, and it's been challenging, obviously, and I'm sure with you, with your business, in these times with the economy. And like, I'd love to raise my prices, but I also need to stay true to the brand.
Totally.
You
totally,
know?
Yep. It makes a lot of sense. So when you first produced your line, did you order bulk quantities of everything or was it like small amount?
Totally small. I went as minimum as humanly possible. I was like, can I do 50 units?
Mm-hmm.
And it depends, because it also depends on the dyeing process, on the fabric that's available. But I did very small because I was very nervous. And even till today, like if I'm doing like maybe a fabric that I'm a little bit questionable on,
yeah.
I won't produce more than 100 units because I'm like.
It's really smart that you did that and like that we're talking about this, because I think that people, like when they are starting their own brand, like, I mean, we went through the same process, right? Because when we were starting Array, like we couldn't order 100,000 units of
There's
things.
No way.
Like, I mean, you don't even know what people are going to say.
And where do you store it?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think like not being afraid to start, but also having a good head on your shoulders to know that, okay, I'm going to negotiate the minimum order quantity and like see what's really sticking. And then maybe you order larger quantities of the sticky things, you know?
100%. Slow and steady.
Totally.
You know, and I think that goes for everything in life, you know, whether it's like you are going on a nutrition journey or you're trying to save, slow and steady always. Like, I also like, the goal for me is not to sell out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I feel like that was a trend for mm-hmm. a minute. Like with brands, like even like when Skims launched, it was like never available. That's fucking annoying as a consumer.
Okay. Can we just talk about that for a second? Yeah, because like it is, listen, not having enough product, it's like, I have to keep coming back and I don't sometimes have the time to set an alarm on my phone to be like, I'm going to buy it the minute it drops. Listen, I'm busy.
One of my best friends owns, she's the founder of a very big, successful brand. And the best advice she gave me, because, you know, and I'm sure this happens to you, you compare yourself to your peers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, she sold out. What's wrong with mine? You know what I mean? And she's like, you do not want to sell out. It does not look good.
So it's, in our company, we call it an operational issue. It's not a marketing strategy.
Yeah.
It's an operational, like we fell short operationally if we sell out on something.
Yeah.
And like it happens.
Of course.
But it's nothing to like be like, ah.
No. And, well, and listen, if it does, that's so dope.
Yeah.
And like, it's an incredible feeling, but that's never my goal with it. Mm-hmm. Mine is like, okay, let's say I'm, you know, trying a new style. I will be more conservative with the amounts and then be like, it's doing well. I'll increase the next round.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be sitting on units.
Totally.
And it's scary. I'm a small business still. And I, you know, I'm not Zara. You know, I can't be like, oh, 5,000 units here, 6,000.
No, it's incremental increases completely. All the way. Like we've done it the same way because it's really scary. And it's scary even, you know, if something is selling slower than you thought and you've poured all this money into inventory,
100%.
It's really terrifying.
It's very terrifying. And also, I don't know if this happens to you, might be a little bit different with clothing, but I'll be like really confident with like a drop
mm-hmm.
and it like doesn't do as well as I think. And I'm like, I was cocky
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I like chewed off too much.
Well, it's really interesting because consumer feedback is often something different than what you think is going to happen, you know? And I think just like protecting yourself as much as you can and just knowing that that's the reality of things is the smart kind of astute thing to do. So
100%. And this is, might be a little bit off topic, but I think it's relevant to what our discussion is because I get asked like, what are some tips? What is this? Start as small as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Fulfill orders yourself. Don't hire this person and that person. Like, we were doing orders out of my office.
Oh, yeah.
Out of my house.
Yeah.
Like, house. Not even my office. Like, one of the rooms in the guest house. And I was, like, pulling stuff. And, like, we still very much, like, did that for a very long time. And it's, like, I think it's so, and I'm sure you really, it's so much more rewarding.
Because you get to see it go step by step, you know,
and
you
don't out take, the Shopify like orders and
oh my
the
God.
Labels and like the handwritten notes. Like, and I find that when you're a small business, people really appreciate that. And I really learned that in 2020.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. I think 2020 showed that to us all.
Yeah.
I mean, there was the small business side of TikTok exploded. We
completely.
Went viral there because we were posting these like small business videos because we were doing everything out of our 600 square foot apartment. Okay.
Insane.
Our inventory was there. We were hand packaging everything. First it was Nish and I, and then we got someone else to help us with. It was insanity in our home, you know, but people really cared about that and they wanted to show support to small businesses. And I think that, you know, it was like a really nice kind of upside to 2024 small business owners.
Yeah, and to compliment you, you guys do a very good job with your packaging. Like when I ordered it and like the little note, like the handwritten, I was like weeping. I was like, this is such a great touch. But like, and I know you're only going to continue to grow and grow and grow, but I'm sure you're always going to stick to that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's... It's authenticity
like, yeah,
to
and
you.
It's like a core part of our identity. You know, even now, I mean, I get DMs from people being like, oh, I love Array. Like, Bloat has helped me with this, or I used Calm before a big meet. I will always send a voice note back being like, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm so honored.
Because
it never stops being this.
Your baby.
Yeah. And you never stop being grateful for these people. You know what I mean? Especially when you start from the ground up where it was like, I remember even one order a day, we were like, oh my God, you know?
100%. It's, you can't lose that. I think when you get out of touch of that, that can be scary.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% agreed. So you talked about at the beginning when you launched, you relied or like, I mean, you had girlfriends who were influencers who kind of helped launched the brand and helped get the word out. I want to talk about the importance of relationships when you're starting a brand, especially from the marketing standpoint. Yes. How did you build those relationships? What tips do you have for someone who's kind of starting out thinking of a brand, or maybe is like just started a new brand?
This is a funny question. I just like one of the girlfriends that is one of my best friends now, I literally DM'd her like 7 years ago. And at the time she was doing something different. And I just reached out and was like, hey, like, would love to grab lunch. Like, my first tip is don't be scared.
Yeah.
Reach out.
Agreed.
And I've really learned this by living in Austin. I'm like DMing anyone, like literally looking at geotags. But I introduced myself. And I think finding like-minded people is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what stages of life that person might be. Maybe they're 20. Maybe they're 40, married, kids. But if you are like-minded, I think that is that's the most important quality for me.
Yeah.
To look for. And so I just kind of like, you know, you meet one friend and then you meet their friend. And then I'm really lucky. Like, we're just like this group of girls and we also, it's like a no brainer. One of them has a launch, I post. It's like an unwritten rule.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I know it's really difficult to meet people, trust me, because I've struggled with that in Austin. But I think really just like putting yourself out there and just being like, hey, oh my God, I see that we have this and so, like, these two things are similar, or I just moved here. Like, let's go grab coffee. I mean, you and I.
You gotta be a little creepy.
100%.
Gotta be a little creepy. It's okay.
I messaged you.
Hell yeah, you did.
But like, you know what I mean?
Like that.
And I was like, and I feel like you know immediately when you vibe with someone.
Totally. Totally.
You know? And that is the great part of social media. You know, you can meet really cool people. I mean, some of my best friends I have met on Instagram.
Absolutely.
And we all have brands and we all support each other. And you know, the brand did very well because of my friends who came to the launch party I had at my house. Until this day, they still post. And mm-hmm. it's just a no-brainer.
Well, when we came out to LA, right, it was the same thing where it was just, you know, whether it was entrepreneurs doing like other cool businesses or influencers that I'd kind of like seen from afar, whatever it was, I reached out to all kinds 100%. Of different people. And that's how I built my relationships. And so I think it's really important that people don't get scared to put themselves out there.
And by the way, what's the worst that happens? They don't reply. Okay.
What's the big
Who
deal?
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
if you're an entrepreneur, you better get used to that.
100%.
People are going to say no or just not respond all the time.
Well, it can be a very isolating and lonely industry if you're working for yourself and you have to motivate yourself. So again, really getting back to the like-mindedness is to me so important. But literally all of my friends that I've met through the influencer space was either DMing them mm-hmm. or maybe going to an event. But I was seeking out that because I'm a creative and I wanted to be around different people who are also creatives and believed in me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
you know?
It's such a valuable tip. And I mean, I think that people are stronger because of their relationships. Otherwise, it's lonely, even just for you and your mental health, you know?
Oh my God. I mean, not to go on a tangent or off topic, but yeah, I mean, I moved to Austin last year and my tribe is here. My business is here and my relationships are here. And it's so hard. You know, I was telling you off camera, like it can get very lonely, you know? And I think building a community and relationship, the older I get, I'm like, that is of utter importance.
That's everything.
It is everything in life. It really, really is. And I think also coming out of the pandemic, you know, like where we were all isolated, you know, it made me realize like, I have to have my girlfriends.
It's very nourishing.
Oh my God.
It's like very nourishing. And otherwise, I don't know, when I don't have human contact outside of my husband, if I'm just at home and I've not seen any friends for, you know, long chunks of time, it feels like something's missing. Like it's not a nice feeling.
Absolutely lonely. Like this past weekend I had two friends visit and like we all left like our cups have been filled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like your husband can't fulfill every box. Your partner cannot fulfill every single box. So I think, you know, anyone who's like listening and younger, like really build those friendships and those relationships because it's all about community.
I agree.
And it keeps literally you young and it keeps you like mentally happy. Like I think maybe we talked about this, but it was like the Blue Zone diet. Did we talk about this when
yes.
we had coffee?
Yeah. Yes,
like
yes.
the centennials, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, centennials.
Centennials.
Yeah.
People who live over 100. The number one thing is community.
Yeah. Well, you need people around you. And I love that you said that your husband can't check every box. It's actually a scientific phenomenon. Like, 100%. Look how human beings were, right? We were tribal beings.
Yeah.
We had people around us outside of just our partner. And, you know, it causes quite a lot of issues within a relationship as well. If you're
totally
expecting your partner to fulfill you in every single way, I mean, it's not realistic. And so those relationships are incredibly important.
It is so unrealistic.
Okay, pivoting here a little bit, I want to talk about anxiety and
my favorite topic,
how you manage it as a high achiever, you know, because you have a lot going on. You're a content creator, fucking designer, now you have a podcast. Like, what the hell are you not doing? How do you manage anxiety? Like, any tangible tips you can give us?
Yes. I have suffered from anxiety since honestly, I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had it. As I've gotten older, I have learned to manage it better. I started therapy for the first time in my life in my like late 30s last year. And that's been very helpful for my anxiety. Journaling every morning, the brain dump. I know you're so big on that too. It's free and you can just write, like, whether it's for 15 minutes. We were just talking about this, but I'm like, what is triggering me?
Mm-hmm.
What? And for me, it's all in my gut. It's like I shut down here. Some people, they get headaches or their back. For me, it's my gut. And so I have been much better about brain dumping. And I like embarked this month on doing Joe Dispenza meditations every day, non-negotiable. Like, his meditations are really fucking long, okay? They're like 20, 25 minutes.
But they're so good.
They're incredible.
They're
but
so
like
good.
The chatter, mm-hmm, in my head and like the fidgeting. I'm getting better though. But my tips is to journal, to really meditate, go outside and walk, and talk to someone that you can, like, that you feel safe.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest tip I want to give is to, and I need to take this myself, is to not judge yourself and be so hard on yourself. Because I think this has happened to me where I feel guilt that I have anxiety.
And then it leads to more anxiety.
Correct. And it's just this vicious cycle. And, you know, I think that if you can just get outside, I think is so important too. Like being in the sun. Because sometimes you want to be in the dark, literally, and like put on sad music. And by the way, listen, I do that too sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm driving, I put on my emo list and I just cry it out. And I think
that's therapeutic.
Yes, I think crying's important.
Yeah, I mean, I did that today.
I cry almost every day.
I have issues with crying. I'm not a good crier.
Oh,
you
really?
Know?
Oh, my gosh. I literally cry like.
Good for you. It's
daily.
Actually release.
Yeah.
I struggle with that. And like today was like necessary. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to let it out.
Yeah, yeah,
it was,
yeah.
Sometimes it's necessary. And yeah.
Don't suppress it.
Yeah, you can't suppress it.
Yeah.
But I think it's when you get into the cycle of like, okay, like I'm not going to do anything. And I was thinking about that today, that like, okay, when we're anxious, it's so tempting to not want to do anything, not go outside. You just,
completely,
you know, and you want to do that for until kingdom come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it's about like pulling yourself out at some point, being like, okay, I'm going to try to do those things that I know scientifically are meant to help me feel,
yes,
better.
And a lot of them are free.
Mm-hmm.
Like the brain dump and walking outside, maybe listen to a feel good podcast.
Totally.
And kind of see what's triggering your anxiety. Social media plays a huge role in a lot of people's anxiety and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So hit that unfollow, mute, don't go on there, because I think it definitely is triggering. But kind of getting to the root of the issue of like, what is bothering me? Maybe you feel lost in your career, or you're unhappy in your marriage, or you like are debating a big move. Listen, we all have issues. And I, you know, I'm the first one to admit, like we're all fucked up in our own ways.
100%. You
know? And I think feeling less alone in that, like knowing you're not alone. And I think it can feel very, very lonely. And I'm sure you've been there. I've been there. And that's when I lean on a friend, you know, and be like, hey, I'm really anxious. I think when you talk it out, it does. I mean, you know, you dump and you're like, oh, okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
you know?
I literally called a friend today, and it really does help. I mean, it just helps to get your thoughts out there and, you know, have someone just sometimes listen. There is not even any actionable tips sometimes. It's just.
And sometimes you don't want. Sometimes you're like, can you just.
Just listen to me.
Silent on the other end.
Yeah.
Totally.
It really does help. I love all of those tips, and especially the meditation, because I read, I forget which book, but it was when we are anxious or in fear, mm-hmm. we tend to suppress breath.
Completely.
You have to breathe into the fear just as you'd breathe into like the joy. And I mean, scientifically, like getting less esoteric, I mean, breathing is really, really good
for it.
We forget
to do it.
Yeah. And it's the first thing that goes. It's the first thing I notice about myself that, oh my gosh, my breathing is actually quite shallow. And going into meditation, especially Joe Dispenza, because he's like, pull your energy.
And you're like, and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to faint.
Yeah.
And then his voice is all trance. And you're like, what is happening?
Yeah. That's what I'm like, okay, pulling it into the cells as a straw, top of my head. Okay. I'm holding it.
You're in a black space. And I'm like, fuck, I don't feel any of this. But yes, but the breathing, and I would love to eventually get into breath work. You look insane doing it, but I mean,
I did it once. Okay.
Have you ever taken a yoga class and they're like,
Yes, yes. I did a breath work class at home. I couldn't do it when Nish was home because if
Absolutely
he walked
not.
In, he'd think I was actually deranged.
She was like, she's lost.
So I was like, okay, he's out with the boys, like having a good time. Let me do my breath work class. It was insane. I thought I was high afterwards because you're just like breathing so fast.
Yes.
It's all with mouth, nose, whatever.
Have you seen like the Wim Hof stuff?
Yeah, I've not done it though.
I haven't done it either.
But I've heard it's amazing.
I've heard it's amazing too. But yeah, I think next is breath work.
Yeah, okay, for me as well.
We'll
let's
do it together.
Yes, 100%, yes.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So I know you're into morning routines
yes.
as well. Let's talk about that. I love hearing about other people's morning routines. What time are you waking up? Give me the whole detailed spiel.
I love a morning routine. Mm-hmm. In my case, I'm extremely type A, borderline neurotic, but I thankfully have trained my body to wake up naturally,
mm-hmm.
which I think has been the biggest game changer, like not
huge
daunting alarm. Listen, if I have a flight or I have something, yes. But I'm sure you're like me. I wake up before anyways because I'm like, my alarm won't go off today.
Yeah.
Because my anxiety.
Yes.
But I usually wake up between 6:30 and 7
mm-hmm.
and I do not touch my phone. Goes on night mode and it stays on night mode for the first 2 hours I'm up. I've gotten really good at that. So I'll wake up. I immediately open the curtains, open up a window. I let my dog out. And I like really try to ground myself in the backyard, like mm-hmm. like my feet into the ground. And obviously I'm good at like, let's just be real. This isn't every morning. This is the ideal morning, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes shit happens.
Oh, yeah.
And I've recently cut coffee.
What?
I cut coffee in July. I cut caffeine out completely for about 8 weeks and I just reintroduced matcha.
Uh-huh.
I'm done with coffee.
Really?
Done.
It makes you jittery?
It makes me jittery. It was causing me more harm than like good. Like I literally felt my stomach burning when I would drink it.
Yeah, it wasn't for you.
It was just not. To be honest, I don't think it's ever been for me because mm-hmm. I run anxious by nature. And I recently just did a Viomi.
The test. Yeah, yeah. How was it?
It's insane. Not the test. Like, it was super easy. But
yeah.
I just got the results.
Okay, but tell me the results. What did it say?
Okay, so it's amazing. Like the test itself, like it took me like an hour to do online. It's uh-huh. very in depth.
Uh-huh.
But so basically it comes back and it'll be like, avoid, minimize, enjoy superfood. My avoid, like red, is fatty beef, lean beef, coffee, black tea, blueberries, bell peppers, tomato, and hemp hearts.
Hemp hearts?
Which, of course, the last like couple weeks I've been using hemp milk, obviously, of course, but coffee. And I've always known it. I've always known in my, literally in my gut, that I shouldn't have drank coffee. And by the way, I wasn't like a coffee addict, but I would have one coffee a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the test is amazing. You should definitely do it. It's so freaking, I'll show you when we're done. It's so in depth. But so anyways, I cut coffee out. It was also like, I was having hormonal issues too. Like hormonal acne, just like my PMS was insane. There's so many things. I was like, coffee is not helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And my cortisol's through the roof.
Oh,
and
yeah, no.
So I was like,
hell no,
we're done with coffee. So I was making like turmeric lattes, which is just, there's no caffeine in it. Mm-hmm. So I can still, it's for me, it's the routine and the,
yeah,
and the
yeah.
art of like making your morning drink. So I'll do a hot water with lemon. I'll feed Fiona, my dog, and then I'll like make my husband coffee. And then once I'm done with my hot lemon, like I'll have my matcha. But while I sip on my hot lemon, I will, now I'm meditating. So it's like, I got to get that in the morning. So I'll meditate and then I'll journal, either my 5-minute journal or like freelance notepad. And then I'll take my dog for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we go for a 40-minute walk and I listen to a podcast. It's like my time to get the vitamin D, circadian rhythm. Like it's my favorite time of day.
It's so good.
No one can bother me.
Yeah.
I get back from walking my dog and I will do Pilates. All about low impact workouts. I'm done with HIIT.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrockets your cortisol. Like, listen, if it works for you and you like Barry's Bootcamp and all that, amazing. Again, slow and steady. Like, I feel like with everything.
Yeah.
If, you know?
If cortisol runs high, it's like not it. And also HIIT, I mean, I've spoken to a bunch of hormone experts now.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily something that women should be doing all the time.
I know.
You know? I mean, here and there if you want to, okay, sure. But that's not what you should be doing all the time.
And it's stressing you out while you're doing the activity.
Exactly.
So that's my morning routine.
What about productivity? Like, I know that, you know, it is about rewiring certain kind of, I guess, impulses that we have that, okay, even if we've been efficient with our time, finish the workday early, you're like, oh, but now what? I got to do something else. So how are you efficient with your time?
Because I'm so type A, I write everything out the night before.
That is the best tip you got. I love doing that. I wake up, I know what I'm doing. I'm not out there fucking scrambling to figure out what the plan is for. I just know.
I typically will email myself my to-do list the evening before. Sometimes I prefer to write it out,
mm-hmm.
but I try to be I'm in a very efficient human being. I just am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is ironic because my husband could not be more opposite. Like, literally opposites attract. He's
for sure.
I always call him a squirrel. He's like, literally doesn't know where anything is, what he's doing. And like, but that works for him. And for me, like, I like to be very productive and mm-hmm. efficient. So I'll write it out the night before. I also find it helps me sleep better. Because
mm-hmm.
if I don't do that, I'm like, oh my God, this person and that person's arriving to fix this. Like, it's unsettling. So I'll send myself an email and then I have like, you know, I'm sure you do too, like a Google Calendar. And like, I love notes in the phone and I'll like map out as much as I can because like you said, like I have the podcast now, I have my brand, I, you know, do influencing, I help my husband with his businesses. There's a lot going on. So I try
to be a billion things.
It's a billion. And then my house and then my mental health and mm-hmm. my dog. And, you know, I need to have time to watch my shows. But I think I like to schedule things out and I don't want to do everything in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to be like, okay, Mondays is more for me, like my house stuff, like cleaning house, like whether it's bills, whether it's grocery shopping. Like I try to be as productive as I can so that in the afternoon, maybe it can be leisure time or a passion project that I'm maybe working mm-hmm. on or scheduling like, you know, a phone call with somebody who can be more of a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So I just always try to be very organized. I know it doesn't work for everyone, but for me, being very organized with my calendars and like my notepads helps me be extremely productive.
Yeah, I'm with you, by the way. Like my calendar is color coordinated and kind of figured out.
It has to be. I mean, you posted that photo today. Like And I also think a good tip is don't try to do everything in one day.
No.
Try to stick to the same category.
Yes. Batching is a life changer. Yes. If there's days where I have a meeting at 11 and then another one at 2 and then I'm somehow supposed to like jump into work mode in between. It's just a lot.
And then you have to drive to Malibu.
Yeah. It's just a fucking lot, yeah. You know? And so it's just better to batch. Like even podcasts, I usually try and batch them in one, like one 100%. Day, you know, or like I have 2 days in a week where I record whatever. I'm not coming into the studio every day. Like it's just, I feel like it puts you in a specific kind of headspace when you're tackling one kind of task.
100%. And I think even like when I'm traveling here, I try to batch everything too. Like, okay, I'm going to be in the city. This is what's happening. Like, you just have to be like efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who isn't, maybe like just start small.
Yeah.
And write out realistic, like not even goals, if it doesn't need to be goals, but tasks that you need to get done that day and batch it. Don't try to be in four places at one time. It's physically impossible.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think that writing things out, batching, just a game changer.
It's a game changer.
Because, I don't know, like it just, you're in a singular headspace.
Yeah.
You're, and also, I'm sure you've read this book or you've heard of it. It's by, the author is Nir Eyal, but he's like lectured at like Google and he works with these like really, it's called Indistractable. And he's worked with all these like high powered executives. And one of the things in that book is that, say, first and foremost, the amount of time that we spend checking our emails throughout the day, responding to those emails, turning the email tab off, or maybe you keep it on, whatever, and then task switching. It is so inefficient.
Yeah.
Instead, it's like if you just kind of get certain things out of the way and you bash them together, it's just a much better use of time.
100%. It's because I find, and I don't know how you are, but when I have different things going on, I end up doing none of them.
Totally. Totally.
And then you're like, fuck, I wasted a whole day.
Yeah.
And also, I do want to say, like, if you're not feeling it that day, that's okay.
Yeah.
That has been huge for me to, like, just be like, I'm not in it today. I don't want to record a podcast or I don't want to like post or whatever it is. I think allowing yourself to do that is really big too.
Mm-hmm.
And just being like, today's not my day.
Also because then sometimes you end up doing work that is just not your best work because you weren't coming at it from an inspired place or whatever.
Totally.
Especially I think with creative tasks, like when I'm feeling that way on those off days, I'll focus more on kind of mundane minutia chores. Type tasks and chores versus, you know, solving a strategy problem or, you know, something creative because I'm not putting out my best work. Why am I even like, where am I going to get with this? I'm just going to have to revisit it and scrap what I did on this off day anyway.
Totally.
Okay. So we've covered a lot, but before we go, I want to do a rapid fire.
Let's do it.
Okay. What is one habit that's a non-negotiable for you?
Meditation.
Love it.
I'm alarmed. Those words are coming out of my mouth right now.
Well, that's what happens when you've been doing the habit for like the 20 days in September.
I find that there was one morning I didn't do it and I was very triggered by everything.
Isn't it interesting when you get into the habit of it and then you like don't do it and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
It really works.
Yeah.
It's like you notice it when it's gone.
Yeah. I would say meditation and working out, but right now, it's really meditation.
Working out is meditative as well. Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there. Best tip if someone wants to start getting their home organized.
Ooh, my favorite topic. Purge.
Huh.
Fucking purge. Pantries, drawers, closet, sock drawer, towels, linens, purge. Start there.
Okay, I love that tip. Gotta do it.
Purging is so liberating. I promise you, if you looked in your freezer or your pantry, there's shit in there that's been expired. Like when we moved to Texas, I was like, how did this make it to Texas? It's been expired since like 2015. And by the way, I'm like very intense and organized. So it slips in there, you know?
Oh my God, that is hysterical. Yeah, okay, I got to do that. Okay, last question. What is one book that changed your life?
So I'm not the biggest reader, but I just read Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life.
Oh my God, wait. I just finished listening
to
that.
Honestly, it makes me emotional to talk about. It's unbelievable.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. And I'm not a reader. Like, it took me a long time to read it, but it's a book that I'm going to read again and again. Jordan was just, she posted the other day. I was like, oh my God, like, isn't it so good? Did you just read it? She's like, no, I've read this book 50 times. It's so wonderful.
Incredible. It's a beautiful book. And
I think actually every single human being should read it.
I agree. I think it makes you a better human. Yeah. I think it helps
you. She was so ahead of her time. I think she wrote that in like the 80s or 90s. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And at the end of the book, when you hear like the hardships and stuff that she went through, I was like, huh?
Yeah.
It's wild.
So good.
Yeah. Everyone needs to pick that book up and read it. It's very, very good. Okay. Tell everyone where they can find you.
On Instagram, I'm Style by Belen, and my brand, Belen, is shopwithbelen.com, and on Instagram, shopwithbelen.
And what about your podcast?
And my podcast is called Get Your Shit Together. If you want tips on organization, they're there. And on Instagram, it's Get Your Shit Together.
Amazing. Thank you so much. This was so fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you loved the episode and feel like it brought you value, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review. It takes 5 seconds and really helps the show grow so I can keep bringing on awesome guests. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram at Sif Hyder. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. I drop new episodes every Tuesday, so come hang with me and shoot the shit with some really smart people, learn and unlearn, and have a lot of fun. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.